Hello, and welcome to the Mindful Teacher K-12 podcast. My name is April Hughes, and I am the Mindful Teacher. My goal for starting this podcast really was to provide a way for teachers to have access to readily available activities and strategies that they could implement into their daily lives and into their classroom easily and quickly without any need for research or investigation. I am a certified yoga teacher, and through that experience and through my experience of being in the classroom for 18 years, I have discovered a plethora of strategies to help with my classroom management and help manage my own stress and to promote overall wellness within my classroom to my students, and to do that effectively and efficiently in a way that builds community. So this season, in season two, my goal is to give a takeaway strategy for teachers to easily implement into their lives and into their classrooms so that they can be happy and healthy and stay sane one podcast at a time. Hello, Mindful Teacher listeners. I am happy to put a positive spin on our remote learning today by focusing on the theme of the silver lining of remote learning. So we've completed almost a whole month of remote learning now, and I think that all the teachers are starting to get the hang of it, whatever that might look like for you and your classroom and your students and your district. But I want to really focus today on what are the positive takeaways or the silver lining in this remote learning experience, because it is a very unique experience that hopefully we will not have to deal with again in our careers, but we have been forced into this situation, and I think for the most part, everybody is doing their best to do what they can to meet the needs of their students from a computer screen instead of seeing them day to day. And today, while we are focusing on the silver lining, I was thinking about what reading I wanted to share with you. And so I went to Journey into Power by Byron Baptiste, the yoga guru that I practice, that kind of yoga, Baptiste yoga. So in the introduction, he talks about rewiring the mind. And when we rewire our minds during yoga, it looks a little different than when we're rewiring our minds to learn remote learning. But the principle and the message are the same. So he says in the introduction on page 22, rewiring your mind is where it all starts. Yoga teaches you to manage your mental and emotional states, and this shift originates in your mind. As you set forth on your new practice and begin peeling away the layers that you've worn as a defense for so many years, it helps to pay attention to the signals your mind is sending. We all have negative beliefs we buy into, most of which we don't even know about because they are so deeply ingrained in our subconscious. When you are spiritually asleep, these beliefs run your life. When you awaken, however, you open the window to new possibilities. And he goes on in part one to talk about transforming not only your mind, but transforming your practice in yoga. And he says, it's about rising above your reactions and starting to live your life authentically rather than in reaction to everything. When you learn to make this intentional shift, you start living from a deeper, more peaceful place. You wake up to your true nature, and suddenly the whole world opens up to you. So I really like that because I feel like this has been an awakening for many people, and in particular, thinking about how to just be with all the changes instead of constantly reacting to it. A lot of times our go-to is just to have an automatic reaction. We're going to react to something. We're going to freak out. We're going to share it on our social media. We're going to email our colleagues. We're going to text our principal, whatever it might be, because we're inundated with all these mixed messages. And the news is always about the coronavirus, and the economy. And it really, that kind of messaging that the media is giving us makes it really easy to have a quick reaction. So instead of having a quick reaction, I invite you to think about it and kind of just be with it for a while before we do any sort of reacting. So today I'm really focusing on what are the silver linings for teachers and students, the main positive takeaways that we can do or that we can take away from remote learning. So number one, remote learning has pushed us as teachers and students out of our comfort zones. And even though you might be thinking, I don't want to be pushed out of my comfort zone, when we push ourselves out of our comfort zone is when we grow as teachers, as human beings, and as students. Because the remote learning has really forced teachers to come from the point of view of students, put ourselves in the shoes of the student to see how they're perceiving it or how they're dealing with it. So whenever we push ourselves out of our comfort zone, we grow. And growth is the most important aspect of being a teacher, I believe, because teaching is not stagnant, it's dynamic and it's always changing. And if we don't change with the times, we are stagnant and then we lose our sparkle. So pushing out of our comfort zone is, I think, a really positive takeaway. And coupled with that, I will say learning new technology, learning new platforms that we normally wouldn't learn, either because we don't have the time, maybe we don't have the desire, or our district doesn't have the money. I've been using Actively Learn with my students a lot, and that's a really great platform. It's Achieve 3000. And same with Newzella. Our district, you know, did not purchase the premium for that, and it's allowed me to be able to use all of the features that come with premium at no cost. So I think that it's really good because I'm learning new platforms. Students are getting an opportunity to interact with those platforms. And those platforms specifically really help differentiate the learning piece for students. And as teachers working remotely, it's difficult to differentiate for the wide range of students in our classroom. But platforms like Newzella and Achieve 3000 or Actively Learn really help with that because we can enable features that give our students extra support. Common Lit's another one that's really good. We can change the language for our students. We can change the Lexile level on Newzella. Comes in 5 Lexile levels. So it really enables us to meet all the needs of students with just a click of a button. And that has been powerful because it causes anxiety when we know how much our students need us to help explain and break things down and scaffold for them. So that is one of my silver linings. And then another one I would say is that it's really been able to allow me to have a deeper relationship with some of my students that I feel like I normally wouldn't have developed that deep of a relationship with through one-on-one Google Hangouts and, you know, just the constant back and forth with email and discussing things on Google Classroom also has been super helpful. And last but not least, I think if we're looking at students, like what is great for them, I really think that this remote learning has forced them to develop more flexibility and more patience because they have to. And the same could be said for teachers and parents. Also, it's giving our students an opportunity to hone in on their technology skills. So as we're rolling out new platforms and new forms of media for them, they are learning it, and that is building their knowledge base to become better 21st century learners. And also, I think that it's important to note that this isn't true for all of our students, but for some of our students, it is enabling them to have additional time with their parents and family that they normally wouldn't have because their parents are working a lot of long hours and we're always on the go, 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 go. You know, we're going here, we're going there, we're going to that practice, we need to go to that game, we need to do this, we need to do that. And for everybody, I believe it's important that we get this break of just kind of time to reflect and settle down and enjoy not having to have 85 things to do in our day. Because I know right now, typically speaking, it's, you know, soccer season for my daughter. So she plays competitive. So normally it would be, you know, practice 3 times a week and then games on Saturdays. And sometimes we have to travel far away to go to those games. And, you know, it's just like this time of just like there's never a moment to just sit down and relax. And now because of, you know, remote learning and stay-at-home orders, we're forced to do that. But instead of fighting it, we need to embrace it and enjoy it because it's not often that we get time to just relax unless we take vacation time, which not everybody is able to do. So those are my real big takeaways for the remote learning process. And it really applies to teachers, parents, students, every human being out there. Even if you don't have students that are in remote learning, but you're teaching. I mean, I know a lot of teachers have kids that are doing remote learning and that's a different learning experience. But all of this new technology is really pushing us to grow as people and to appreciate those things that we normally take for granted. So I'm going to keep this one short and sweet, but I did want to get another podcast out by the end of the week. And I really want to thank all the first responders and the people on the front lines, the nurses, the doctors, the grocery store workers, anybody that is in retail that is helping to provide us with food and deliveries during this time. Kudos to you and a shout out to everybody. If you have any comments or questions or ideas for a podcast, please feel free to comment or message me so I can address all of your questions for next time. If you want to check out my blog, I'll be posting that next week. So make sure that you check that out also, because I will have a blog post that goes a little bit more in depth than this podcast did on the silver linings of remote learning. So until then, you can find me on Instagram at the Mindful Teacher K-12, or you can go to my website, www.themindfulteacherk-12.com. You can make sure to follow and subscribe to my podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, whether that's Apple or Spotify or wherever you happen to get your podcast. Make sure to subscribe so that you are notified when new episodes come out. And as always, take care of yourself. Self-care is critical, especially during this time. Stay healthy, and thank you for being a wonderful human being that teaches students every day. Take care. So thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Mindful Teacher K-12. I really would appreciate if you make sure to hit subscribe on whichever platform you are choosing to listen to your podcast. I also will remind you to visit my website, www.themindfulteacherk-12.com. And follow me on Facebook or on Instagram at The Mindful Teacher K-12. And as always, please make sure that you're sending in any messages that you feel are important to the podcast. I love to hear from my listeners so I can incorporate them into the next podcast. And make sure to share this podcast with all of your friends. Peace, April.